Morning, thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Eloise. How may I assist you today?
Hi, my name is Tom. How are you?
I'm doing good, and how can I assist you?
Okay, so I placed an order back around March 18th, and it hasn't shipped yet. And when I called to find out why, somebody had said that one of your assistants, or not your assistants, but one of your people had said, well, there was a couple of items that weren't in stock, so they were holding it up for that. And there were a lot of items in that order, so I didn't know why they didn't just ship the rest. But regardless of that, I've been getting messages from you guys saying that you haven't been able to charge my account. And then I called to ask about this, and they said that's why the order hasn't shipped, because they're getting an error trying to charge my account. Well, what I think the reason of the error is because I've already been charged for this. I paid via PayPal, and I have a receipt from PayPal. I'm looking at it right now on my PayPal site, saying that this was paid for. So I don't understand, one, why you're trying to charge me again, and two, what's the holdup on getting the items?
Do you have the order number or account number?
I have both. Let's see. The order number is 900084729.
Thank you. I'm going to pull that up. All right. Did you confirm the shipping address and email address to the previous agent?
Sure. It's Thomas Konich, 62 Noah Road, Westminster, Mass. 01473.
Thank you. And your email address as well, please.
Well, I get order confirmations at my tkonichjr@live.com, but for some reason the order updates always go to my Gmail account. I'm not sure why that's happening. So I'm not sure which one do you want.
So I do have a Gmail on file.
Okay, that's fine. tkonichjr@gmail.com.
Okay, thank you. Pull up my notations. So yes, it does look like you initially used PayPal to pay for it. Let's see. One moment, please. Sorry, I'm still here. Just one moment, please.
Yes, no problem.
Okay, so it looks like at the time that you had that you canceled some of the items from the order, they completed a refund, and looks like that caused a for the rest of the amount to be adjusted as well.
Yeah, there was 41.22 refunded on March 21st. That shows up in PayPal as well.
Mm. Looks like it was also adjusted for the remainder amount of $184.57.
Right, which means that that's still already been paid for. So you guys initially charged $225.79. 41.22 was refunded, which means that the remainder was you guys still had the money for. Because I didn't receive a refund for the full amount, which was $225.79.
Let me go ahead and place an escalation so this can be reviewed, because it looks like it was said it was adjusted for the remainder amount of $184.57, causing for the payment to not complete anymore.
Well, I don't have any refund at PayPal showing that. So the only thing I have from you guys was a refund on the 21st, and that was for $41.22.
Yes. Okay. Let me go ahead and get this so we can straighten it out. Give me just one moment, please.
Yeah.
I'm still here. Just one moment, please. I'm so sorry for that, Hope, and appreciate your patience. I have placed the escalation so we can take a look into this and have it corrected for you. In case we need to contact you back, could you confirm your phone number?
978-660-7839.
All right, that's what we do have on file, 978-660-7839.
Yep.
Okay. All right, you will be maybe contacted back to get this fix for you, but I did go ahead and place that escalation so we can be reviewing it and see what needs to be done, corrected.
Okay. Any idea how long something like that usually takes?
It can take up to 3 to 5 business days.
3 to 5 business days.
Yes.
Okay, well, hopefully it won't take that long because, I mean, I've been waiting for this for a while now. All right, thank you very much.
Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. If you'll please hold for a short one-question survey after this call and have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.